News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A quarter of people aged 18 to 24 would consider money muling and use their bank accounts or allow their bank accounts to be used to transfer money on behalf of someone else. This is despite over half of them not truly understanding what money muling actually means. That's according to the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. And the Director of Communications, Gillian Heffernan, joins us now. Gillian, I think many people until this morning won't ever have even heard about money muling. And I certainly have teenagers who live in that age bracket that you're talking about. And I asked them, had they ever heard of it? And indeed, to my dismay, they had. And it does seem to be a thing that's happening. Explain to people what it means and the implications for these young people.
Good morning, Ciara, and good morning to your listeners. So I suppose I'll maybe start off by saying today we're launching a big awareness campaign on this. And that's aimed at warning young people and their parents about the dangers of money muling, educating them exactly in what it is, the very serious consequences of getting involved in it, and importantly, how to avoid falling victim to it. And in terms of, I suppose, explaining what it is, how it works, I suppose one of the main ways we're seeing young people being recruited is through job adverts or direct messages on social media. So you might get a message on Instagram or Snapchat with someone offering you the chance to earn some quick cash, or see a job advert for something like a payment processor telling you you can earn some easy money. And what you're told what you have to do is let them send money to your bank account, be that an existing account, or you might be asked to open a new one, and they'll give you instructions in terms of where to transfer that onto. And of course, then the promise is that you get to keep a cut of that money.
Okay. And any of us might sound quite attractive, but it is illegal and it is a form of money laundering, isn't it? And what are the implications for a young person who gets caught up in this?
Well, I suppose there's two sets of consequences that we need people to be aware of today, Ciara. And I suppose the first of those is that people don't often understand where the money is coming from and where it's going. So, you know, we all know people who've lost money to things like text message or email scams. And that's exactly the same money that's flowing through these accounts. So it's the money from innocent people, effectively, that's been stolen. And on the other side of that, in terms of where the money is going, it's being used effectively to bankroll other serious crimes, including terrorism, drug trafficking, or even human trafficking. So we need young people and their parents to realise that money mules are being recruited by international criminal gangs, and their young people are directly in the middle of serious criminal
activity.
So
that's serious organised crime is behind this. But supposing someone is listening and their 18-year-old, for example, has done this, maybe half naively, I'm not suggesting that these are criminal masterminds in any way. What happens to that 18-year-old? Should they be caught for getting involved in this?
So a couple of points on that. I suppose sometimes, as you say, you might naively get caught up in this. You might think, oh, you know what, I'll do it a once-off, get a couple of €100. And what you may not realise is that once you've given your details to the criminal, they might keep contacting you and wanting further transfers. And we know that sometimes teens can even be threatened with violence. I suppose in terms of the implications criminally, if you're caught, you can face up to 14 years in prison and the prospect of a criminal record. And there are some very serious life implications for these young people, because your bank accounts are going to be closed. You're going to have to have difficulty accessing financial services in the future, such as getting loans or mortgages. You certainly won't be applying for any visas if you have a criminal record, so you won't be going to places like the States or Australia. And your career opportunities will suffer because you're going to have to declare, again, you have a criminal record.
So probably very important to have that conversation with your kids if you're listening in this morning. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Gillian. That is Banking and Federation Ireland's Director of Communications, Gillian Heffernan there. Let us know, considering the numbers are so high, a third of young people have either been caught up in this or know someone who has. This is not a small issue. This is big. Let us know. You can do it anonymously, obviously, this morning. If your kids are among them, we'd love to hear from you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.